What's up, everybody? This is The Organic Guy. I'm at BioFac 2022 in Nuremberg, Germany. This is the summer edition, and today I'm super excited to be joined by Paul Holbeck. I've had him in the podcast before, so we've talked a lot of things about policy, and I've just came out from a session where you're talking about organic heroes and some of the amazing work that you know you've managed to do with Organic Denmark. And the question is always, how did you manage to convince a lot of politicians, farmers to come on your side from an organic policy perspective? So it's something that a lot of people want to know. Can you share with us, how do you do that?
Yeah, well, the work is really to talk about the why of organic. And what does organic do for farmers' livelihoods, for the planet, for clean water, for biodiversity, for climate? Yeah. And those are the motivating factors for politicians also, because they have to solve problems.
Yeah.
And so we come with solutions, and we're part of the solution. And so in Denmark, we've built organics in as a tool. Every time we do a policy on pesticide reduction or clean water or biodiversity or rural development, then we build organics in. And most recently, a goal of doubling the organic area as part of a central pillar, actually, of our climate strategy for agriculture. So it's, you know, convincing politicians and allies in consumer organizations and trade unions and to support us in that work, to creating a kind of a positive ecosystem for organics.
Yeah, I think the word positive there is key, because now you don't want to sort of rebel the, you know, the farmers you're trying to communicate to, the politician that you're trying to communicate to.
Yeah.
So you're trying to bring them on your side.
Yes.
So you have to give them that positive.
Every farmer is a potential organic farmer. So we don't need to tick them off by criticizing them constantly.
Yeah, exactly. Because I remember also in the podcast you mentioned that these farmers actually interact with each other. They play together with each other. So you want to, you know, make them be friends, as well as make sure that they receive the message that they want to receive. Yeah. A very interesting point that you also mentioned when you're enacting this policy was that NGOs can be a force for good, right? And the other point is about push for more organic procurement can be in the kitchen, in the hospital kind of stuff. So can you talk about that also, and you know how that played a key role in terms of making organic to be an organic leader?
I think it's really important that the organic sector, but also politicians, remember that they need to invest in the organic sector organizations themselves, because they're the catalyst for change. They're change agents that go out and create partnerships with retail so that organics is communicated better and we expand product assortments. And actually, the food service area is another really good example, where there's all these people out in the public kitchens and hospitals and schools that need to be trained.
Yeah.
And who's going to do that? And it's the organic NGOs that can do that, but they need an investment.
Yeah. When we were doing our podcast, you were running to become a World Board Member for IFOM, and you managed to do that. So, you know, maybe you can also explain to us, and you know, from your position, now that you're in this position, what are some of the things that you are looking forward to, you know, working together and making, you know, the organic movement a better movement?
Yeah, I think, you know, the things that IFOM Organics International is working on right now is spreading best practice, not just from Denmark, but I was very inspired by the example of sustainable agriculture Tanzania and their work with organics.
Yeah.
So we need to spread best practice across borders, strengthening our organic NGOs and the way they're working with farmer training and market development and advocacy, also making policy. So we support each other and strengthening the grassroots. And then IFOM is also working top down at the global level with the United Nations to get more and more recognition. And I think we've gotten more recognition for organic farming, agroecology, as part of the solution for climate, biodiversity, food security, not least.
Yeah.
And so it's that both top down and bottom up. And then the whole issue of organic integrity, you know, we have examples of fraud.
Yeah.
We need to fight that.
Yeah.
We need to have solid standards. So those are issues, they're not going anywhere. We need to keep working on those things.
Yeah. So if you want more of the conversation, make sure you check out the podcast. We talked a lot more, you know, about this previous work. You know, he was a journalist before leading Denmark to become one of the largest organic nations in the planet. So thank you very much for the conversation.